During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cults. Hidden Killers Investigates. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
In 2022, a document began circling among current and former members of the FLDS, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It was an edict. An edict. Ever delivered an edict? I don't know. I don't think I've ever done one either. But I think most of us call it like a memo. But when you're calling your memos edicts, I guess it's more godly and official. Distributed by a son named Hellman Jeffs, named after the mayonnaise, not quite, purportedly written by Warren Jeffs from his prison cell in East Texas. The message was direct. Former members were to return to the FLDS. They were to bring their children. They were to pray for Warren Jeffs' release. Needless to say, the fallout was immediate and brutal. Former members reported that families were being told their children were being taken away and redistributed to other deemed more spiritually worthy. People who had left the church years earlier were being summoned back. Some who returned were welcomed. Others were gathered with other families and then sent away again within a week. One former member told a reporter that she had relatives whose children were removed from their custody within weeks of the edict going out. The nonprofit Cherish Families began receiving calls from people impacted by the directive requesting emergency housing, food, and supplies. Warren Jeffs is serving life in prison plus 20 years for SAing two children. That's the only charges, but there's obviously, yeah, a lot more. He has been behind bars since 2006. He was convicted in 2011, and from a cell in Lewis C. Powellage Unit in Palestine, Texas, he is still deciding which families get to stay together. This is the final part in our five-part series on Warren Jeffs and the FLDS. We have traced the rise, the machine, the manhunt, and the trial. Now we ask the only question that matters. Did any of it work? Love to get your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we work our way through this. This is what the final episode is about. Not whether Warren Jeffs will ever get out. He will hopefully not, unless there's a giant earthquake and the walls of the prison separate and he's able to walk out divinely. Maybe he has something glowing in his hand. Maybe he flies through the sky. I don't know. That would probably be the only way. He will likely die in prison. The question is whether the thing he built can outlive him. And the evidence, as of right now, says yes. As people's delusions are powerful. Jeff spends most of his time in protective custody because of the nature of his crime, specifically the aggravated essay of children. He is not housed in general population, which is a damn shame, you know? You do the crime, you got to do the time, and you got to put up with, you know, the consequences of your actions. And there may be some sharp broomsticks waiting for you. I think you should put him in general pop. His meals are delivered to his cell. He routinely denies interview requests. At one point, according to a 2016 report, he was receiving more than 1,000 letters per day from FLDS members, each one open and inspected by prison staff before it reached him. 1,000 letters a day from the people he exploited. The communication channel between Jeff's and the outside world has never fully closed. According to multiple reports, his brothers, primarily Lyle and Seth, have served as conduits for his instructions. Prison officials have suspected that hidden recording devices disguised as items like watches and pens are used to capture conversations during visits. Coded letters have allegedly been picked up by wives and deciphered for distribution to the faithful. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice has declined to comment on the specifics of Jeff's communication setting privacy guidelines, but the edicts keep coming. The revelations keep circulating. The prophet in a cell is still issuing orders, and people are still believing. His legal team has attempted to use his mental state as a shield during the $152 million civil lawsuit brought against him in federal court. Jeff's attorneys argued he had suffered a mental breakdown and was unfit to participate in the proceedings. There is some history to support the claim on the surface. Jeff's attempted to take his own life in a Utah jail cell in 2007. He was placed in a medically induced coma after an extended fast in 2011, but his daughter Rachel Jeffs and other former members have consistently argued that he is a manipulator who knows exactly what he is doing, and the evidence supports their position. From prison, Jeffs published a book, Jesus Christ's Message to All Nations, in which he positioned himself as a mouthpiece for God and warned the world about the consequences of mistreating him. He has issued end-time predictions. He has limited the number of men authorized to father children to just 15 selected individuals, concentrating reproductive control in a smaller and smaller circle. These are not the acts of a man who has lost touch with reality. These are the acts of a man tightening his grip from a distance. The FLDS has hemorrhaged members since Jeff's imprisonment. The community that once numbered in the thousands has contracted significantly. Short Creek is no longer under FDLS control. The YFZ ranch is state property. The Canadian branch split off decades ago. But a hardened core remains, scattered in compounds across Utah, Arizona, Texas, South Dakota, and Canada. The faithful still consider Jeff's their prophet. They believe he was wrongfully convicted. They believe he is a sacrificial figure, serving time in prison to atone for their sins. And a reality that some people seem to be incapable of accepting. Current FLDS members have stated publicly that Jeffs is in prison because the world has turned against God's people, and that one day the priesthood will rule. Yeah, good luck with that. Reports from former members and advocacy organizations suggest that plural marriage may be reinstated or may be restarting in hidden locations, with young girls being relocated to remote areas away from security. The community is smaller. It is also harder to see, and that makes it potentially more dangerous. The financial reckoning has been massive on paper and nearly impossible to collect in practice. In 2023, the U.S. District Judge Ted Stewart ordered Jeffs to pay $152 million to 15 former FLDS members. The lawsuit filed in 2016 documented forced labor, forced servitude, extraordinary taking of property, and the systematic destruction of families under Jeff's leadership. Jeff's, as he has done with virtually every piece of litigation since his conviction, refused to respond. He was found in default. The judgment was entered. Collecting it is another matter entirely, because we make these things up of like, you owe this money, and we have very little mechanisms to actually collect them. Any assets Jeff still controls are scattered, concealed, and moved through cash transactions and loyalist intermediaries across the country. Alyssa Wall knows this better than anyone. The woman who testified against Jeff's in Utah, who carried the weight of that trial only to see the conviction overturned on a technicality, won a separate $10 million judgment against Jeff's in 2017. She spent years trying to collect. Her legal pursuit has traced money through shell companies and remote land purchases. In 2025, a jury in Cook County, Minnesota, heard her case against Seth Jeffs and a Montana-registered company called Emerald Industries, which Wall alleged was created specifically to funnel money between the Jeffs brothers and conceal it from her judgment. The property at the center of the dispute, a 40-acre parcel purchased for $54,000 and later sold for $130,000. Private investigator Sam Brower, who spent two decades tracking the Jeffs family, has served as a consultant and witness for the FBI, testified that Seth acted as a devoted brother and trusted courier who acquired properties Warren designated as places of hiding and places of refuge. The legal fight to strip the FLDS of its hidden wealth continues case by case, parcel by parcel, judgment by judgment. The money does not want to be found. The financial manipulation extended beyond real estate. In 2016, Seth Jeffs and 10 other FLDS leaders were charged in a $12 million food stamp fraud scheme. Members were allegedly directed to hand over their SNAP benefits to the church, which then used the funds for purposes unrelated to feeding the families who qualified for them. Seth, who was then leading the FLDS compound in South Dakota, pled guilty and was sentenced to the 6 months he had already served. The case revealed how deeply the church's financial reach extended into government benefit programs. Even the food on a member's table was not their own. It belonged to the system. It belonged to the prophet. In the vacuum, Warren Jeffs left behind. Others tried to fill the chair. Samuel Bateman, we just did a big piece on him last week. You've not seen that. We have a five-parter like this about Bateman. Right back in our archive about a week from wherever you're seeing this. A disgruntled FLDS member who declared himself a prophet in defiance of Jeff built his own extremist offshoot around Short Creek, the same community Jeff's once controlled. Bateman was arrested in 2022 on federal charges related to child abuse. He's in custody. His story was the subject of a Netflix docuseries, Trust Me, The False Prophet, in our own five-part series. Bateman's rise and fall demonstrated the structural problem at the heart of this story. The FLDS was not built around one man. It was built around the concept of unquestioned prophetic authority. Remove one prophet and the architecture remains. The chair is still there, and someone will always be willing to sit in it. And then there's Short Creek itself, Colorado City, Arizona, Hilldale, Utah, the twin border towns that served as the FLDS heartland for the better part of a century, look nothing like they did under Warren Jeffs. After federal prosecutors proved that the towns were being run as an arm of the church, denying non-members basic services like building permits, water hookups, and police protection, the communities were placed under court-ordered supervision. That supervision was supposed to last years. The towns transformed so quickly, they were released ahead of schedule. Former members are and new residents describe a place that resembles any other small community near Zion National Park. Weekend soccer games, a few bars, a winery. The prairie dresses are supposedly mostly gone for most. But former members say the healing will take generations. Many people in the community remain in denial about what happened under Jeff's. The Lost Boys, the teenage boys Jeff expelled decades ago to reduce competition for brides, are now leading the effort to reclaim the community. They are serving property tax notices on homes that sat on United Effort Plan land. They are rebuilding the very place that threw them away. The people the system discarded turned out to be the ones willing to do the work of putting it back together. Even Naomi Jessup, the favorite wife, the scribe, the woman who sat behind Jeff's that red Cadillac Escalade the night the FBI caught up to them, has reportedly broken from him. She's revealed that they no longer consider themselves a couple.
Aww.
After he asked her to complete tasks from prison that she was unwilling to do. The specifics have not been made public, but if the woman who was closer to Warren Jeffs than anyone in the world walked away, the fractures in what remains of his empire run deeper than the faithful want to acknowledge. Warren Jeffs will die in prison. That's not in question. He will never walk out of the unit he's in. What is in question is whether the system he built dies with him. The FLDS is fractured, but it's not dead. The remnant is smaller, more scattered, more secretive, and the secrecy is what makes it dangerous. Survivor advocates and organizations like Holding Out Help and Cherish Families continue to provide resources to those trying to leave. The civil courts are still active. Investigators who spent decades tracking the Jeffs family are still working the cases. The story of Warren Jeffs is not a story about one predator. It's a story about a system. A system built over generations, sustained by isolation, funded by communal labor and government benefits, and protected by the institutional cowardice of agencies that knew what was happening and chose to look the other way. That system produced Warren Jeffs. It empowered him. It shielded him. And it continues to function in diminished form without him in the room. Every system that produces a Warren Jeffs runs on the same ingredients: unquestioned authority, enforced isolation, the weaponization of family bonds, and a community of people who have been made too afraid to say what they see. The FLDS did not invent those ingredients. They just use them more efficiently and more ruthlessly than most. And the uncomfortable truth, the one that makes this story matter beyond the borders of a desert compound, is that the architecture is not unique to one sect. It's replicatable. It's recognizable, and somewhere right now, it's still operating. That's our five-part series on Warren Jeffs on the FLDS. If someone you know is affected by a high-control group or needs support leaving one, organizations like Holding Out Help and Cherish Families provide resources and assistance. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in and to get your thoughts, your opinions, your stories, maybe even your experiences if you've been part of a group like this. I look forward to that. We'll continue our conversation there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real? What's exaggerated? And what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real? What's exaggerated? And what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real? What's exaggerated? And what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein. Track your sleep. Boost your VO2 max. Wake up and cold plunge. Cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.